Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. Over the weekend, the Jackson County Sheriff's Office received a swatting report to the 100 block of Ohio Street in Houlton.
The call reported one person shot and two more people being held captive. Houlton Police Kansas Highway Patrol and the Sheriff's Office arrived, shutting down traffic and ensuring everyone was safe. The call is believed to be a swatting or a fake call, which has increased in Kansas and surrounding states. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office and other law enforcement agencies are actively investigating the source of the call.
The Kansas Supreme Court has affirmed the sentence of a man convicted of murder in 1995 is legal and has barred the matter from being heard again. David Montcla was given a hard 40 sentence for the first-degree murder of Diane Swinney, who he hit in the head with a hammer. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you.
ValleyVet.com. Bear time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mist or Show Barn fans cool them off and maintain that hair coat, too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs. Keep them on feed and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking chute options and show box styles, too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply. Give them a try.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. At 1:47 a.m. on Sunday, the Hayes Police Department received a report of a shooting in the 1000 block of East 8th Street in Hayes, with the caller reporting that a male had been shot in the neck and was on the ground. Emergency responders were dispatched, and upon arriving, officers from the Hayes Police Department contacted the gunshot victim and began giving medical care until Ellis County Emergency Service personnel arrived and took over. The gunshot victim was taken by ambulance to the Hayes Medical Center, where he succumbed to his injury. The gunshot victim was 63-year-old Larry D. Braun, an Ellis County resident, and the shooter, 40-year-old Keith A. Ostrom of Hayes, was arrested at the scene for second-degree murder. Ostrom is currently being held in the Hayes County Jail and is considered innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Day 5 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report has been provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. According to the official statistics provided by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service Crop Progress Report for the week ending June 25, 2023, the Kansas wheat harvest is 21% complete, well behind 54% last year and 38% for the five-year average. And maturity was rated at 58%, also behind 84% last year and the 77% five-year average. Winter wheat conditions were rated at 53% very poor to poor, 31% fair, and 16% good to excellent. Kansas Wheat CEO Justin Gilpin said they're seeing a wide array of variability with some bright spots, some expected frustrations of lower than average yields, and some disastrous yields. Gilpin said overall, the reported yields range from 10 to 70 bushels per acre, with the averages in the 30s from what he's seen, and he's also heard a lot of reports of proteins above 12%. After several delays, Kansas farmers are finally seeing harvest weather, and with this week's hot temperatures, harvest is ramping up. You can keep track of the Kansas Wheat Crew as they continue their harvest tour and look for a special edition harvest report on the soft red winter wheat crop June 27th. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, use hashtag WheatHarvest23, and you can also tag them with @KansasWheat on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to share your harvest stories and photos. On Monday, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced a formal opinion that provides guidance on the Women's Bill of Rights, which becomes law on July 1st. He was flanked by State Senator Renee Erickson, Representatives Tori Marie Blue and Barb Wassinger, and the Kansas Solicitor General Anthony Powell. The Women's Bill of Rights codifies a legal definition of woman in state statute, and Erickson, Blue, and Wassinger helped carry the Women's Bill of Rights legislation with SB 180, which Governor Laura Kelly vetoed. However, lawmakers overrode her veto. The Attorney General's opinion requires the Kansas Department of Revenue to list individuals' biological sex at birth on their driver's licenses. It requires the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to list a person's biological sex at birth on birth certificates, and it requires that only biological females be housed in a specific portion of the Topeka Correctional Facility. The Attorney General's office notified the State Departments of Revenue, Health and Environment, and Corrections prior to the press conference. Kobach added that just as he must defend every Kansas law, whether he agrees with it or not, the governor must execute the law, whether she agrees with it or not, and they expect the governor's office and her agencies to conform to the law. You can read the formal opinion at ag.ks.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
G. Hansen Foundation in Logan has awarded Smoky Hills PBS with a grant to help support the station's educational mission, and these funds will help to produce local programs like Doctors on Call, the Kansas Legislature, and Real Ag, along with sports programs featuring high school athletes and special events of interest to viewers in Northwest Kansas. This grant will also support children's educational programs for PBS Kids, broadcast educational programs for teens and adults, focusing on current events, science, history, and culture, and provide books to children enrolled in Early Head Start and Head Start. Betsy Schwein, the general manager for Smoky Hills PBS, said they thank the Dane G. Hansen Foundation for their continued support of Smoky Hills PBS year after year, and they greatly appreciate the foundation and the work that it does for Northwest Kansas. She said they feel honored that they are one of many recipients of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation, as these funds they've received will help to educate thousands of people of all ages within central and western Kansas. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation is committed to providing opportunities for the people of Northwest Kansas to enjoy the highest possible quality of life. The foundation advances its mission by investing in the areas of education, health care, economic development, community social services and security, conservation and environment, arts and culture, and community beautification. Governor Kelly announced on Wednesday that the Early Childhood Transition Task Force will embark on a statewide community engagement tour to discuss the challenges communities face in supporting children through their earliest years. The task force, created by Governor Kelly's first executive order of her second term, is charged with reviewing Kansas's early childhood care and education system and with developing a roadmap for creating a cabinet-level agency that's dedicated to supporting our youngest Kansans. The task force will visit 9 cities across the state to discuss successes and challenges affecting the early childhood sectors in each community. These meetings are open to the public and families, service and care providers, community leaders, and business representatives are encouraged to attend. Participants will engage in facilitated discussions designed to generate feedback on how the state is administering early childhood programs and how Kansans interact with the state's governance system. Each meeting will be conducted with the assistance of the Hunt Institute, which has been providing support to the task force's work. The tour schedule includes tomorrow, Wednesday, June 28th at 2 p.m. in Hays at the Rockwell Administrative Center. The Norton County Community Foundation has awarded $3,050 in the May grant cycle, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hanson Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. These grant funds supported Humanities Kansas Incorporated, which received $550 for Talk About Literature in Northwest Kansas, and USD 211, which received $2,500 for weight room improvements. The guidelines and application for the Hanson Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortonccf.org, and the applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for next month's funding. For more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email bethany@nortonccf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. A celebration of life for Ray Darnell Pogue, 82, of Almena, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, June 28th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. And visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Tuesday, June 27th, also at the funeral home. A private family interment will be held in the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena, and a memorial has been established to the Almena Fire Department and Hospice Services of Northwest Kansas, and they may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
With more ways than ever to connect to news and entertainment, 90% of new car buyers want the tried and true AM/FM radio option. Gadgets are great, but when you're behind the wheel, you just want that local connection that can't be replicated. Local AM/FM radio is dependable and free, with no subscription or cellular data required. And as the backbone of the emergency alert system, we are here to keep you safe in dangerous times. Visit wearebroadcasters.com and tell us how you depend on AM.
Make the most of your summer with a certificate from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. June 1st through the 30th, earn 5.2% APY on a 9-month certificate while you soak up the sun. Lock in this great rate today and start earning more from your savings. New deposits with a minimum of $5,000 are required to earn the stated APY. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Condition ratings for the corn crop are dropping week by week to the lowest in decades. Gary Crawford has the numbers.
For the corn crop in much of the Midwest, to put it bluntly,
the Midwest crop conditions have been tanking for a number of weeks now.
And the tanking continued over this past week. This from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Crop conditions through June 25th continuing to decline, showing just 50% of the U.S. corn rated good to excellent, 15% very poor to poor. That is another big drop from last week's numbers.
To give us an idea of what's happening, Rippey says just 4 weeks ago, 69% of the U.S. corn crop was rated in good to excellent condition. Then, week by week, we have seen it
dropping to 64, then 61, 55% last week, and now 50% this week.
And with 15% in poor to very poor shape,
that leaves us with our lowest rated corn crop in late June of the entire 21st century to date.
And a small percentage of the corn, 4%, is already hitting that vulnerable silking stage. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
As far as Kansas is concerned, 96% of the Kansas corn crop has emerged. 6% of the crop is silking. near 8% last year and the average. The crop is rated 55% good to excellent, 35 fair, and 10% poor to very poor. 93% of the state's soybean crop has been planted, 85% has emerged. Crop is rated 56% good to excellent, 77% of the Kansas sorghum crop has been planted, 3% of the crop is headed, and the crop is rated 52% good to excellent. As of Sunday, only 21% of the Kansas wheat harvest was complete, but they did have a good day to harvest on Monday. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. There's a pretty good potential for severe weather across southern Kansas this afternoon and into the evening as a low and warm front move in from the southern plains. Humid air is coming in from the Gulf, and that could get some thunderstorms going with large hail, damaging wind, and even a few isolated tornadoes. We'll have plenty of heat coming our way for the rest of this week following that warm front tomorrow and again on Thursday. Plenty of locations in our central and eastern counties will hit about 100 tomorrow afternoon and high humidity. On the map heading into this afternoon, low pressure is developing over the northern panhandle with a stationary front across southern Oklahoma and a warm front north of the low in eastern Colorado. Severe thunderstorms, pretty good possibility through the afternoon across our southwest and south central counties near that low pressure complex. Lower rain chances elsewhere, but some precipitation will be possible. Upper 80s and low 90s statewide today, partly cloudy skies, occasionally gusty wind. That low will move slightly eastward during the evening, and that'll expand our chance of severe level storms into the southeastern counties before midnight. Things should calm down during the overnight hours, with showers and thunderstorms continuing in the central and eastern counties. Looking at Wednesday morning, the low will be over central Kansas. We have an influx of very warm air coming in from the southwest. Tomorrow's highs will hit at least the 90s statewide and low 100s for a good part of south central and southeastern Kansas. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas will be in the low 90s with low 60s overnight, upper 80s north central, and tonight we're in the upper 60s. Around 90 for the northeast counties and tonight upper 60s, low 90s southwest and low to mid 60s for the overnight hours. South central, low 90s today and low 70s tonight, low 90s in the southeast counties, and tonight we're in the low to mid 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Bear time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mist or Show Barn fans cool them off and maintain that hair coat, too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs. Keep them on feed and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking chute options and show box style too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply. Give them a try.